This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
I've got the Bill Proof Project sitting right here. It is a beautiful thing. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining me again, I guess you're in Dallas now, is Dean Weingarten. You're at your daughter's house?
Yes, I'm in the northern part of Dallas, and the timing worked pretty well. I had enough time to get here and get ready. Get set up and even had time to help my daughter pick up the grandkids. So, but they've moved to a different part of the house so that I can do the radio show without interruption.
All right. So, you published something yesterday, I think it was, about 3D printed guns. These don't look like defense distributed guns here.
No. There's a lot of innovative and creative people on the internet that have taken the concept of 3D printed guns and run with it. And in this case, they're 3D printed guns that have been around for a while, but both of these designs have been around for at least 2 or 3 years. And they're both essentially pepper boxes, that is multi-barreled guns that rotate around a central axis. And these guns were printed out, well, I don't think they were quite ready to fire yet, but they were printed out by a young person from Zimbabwe who was in London, and he became the first person in England to be arrested for possession of a 3D printed gun. And they're fairly simple designs, but what I find fascinating about them, and this is a concept I've been talking about for several years now, and that is it's hard to 3D print a gun with current technology that will adequately contain the pressures of modern firearm cartridges. And most of it is in the materials that are used in 3D printing. Mostly they use plastics of various kinds, and it's hard to 3D print with fiber-reinforced composite plastics because the fibers have to go through the nozzle, and that complicates things.
Right.
So a solution to that is to use preformed metal shapes, particularly metal tubes, to withstand the pressure of firing the cartridge, and then just use the 3D-printed plastic parts as the fire control mechanism to turn a cylinder or to make a hammer or a striker and a trigger, and that's what these designs do. They allow you to line the holes made for the barrels with metal tubes. I would think you generally use steel, and then you can chamber those tubes for whatever cartridges or cartridge substitutes are available, and then you have a gun that's much more durable than one simply printed from the plastics that are available on relatively inexpensive 3D printers. And it said in the article about this young man and his arrest that the police said he was planning to line the barrels with steel tubes, but he hadn't done so yet. So whether the guns were actually functional or not. But if you're going to make a 3D printed gun, or a gun with using a 3D printer, using steel tubes for the barrel, and they're commonly available, you can buy them over the internet, they're just industrial metal tubes.
Sure.
And it allows you, by changing the size of the tube, to customize the final gun to what materials are available for ammunition. And these both were designed to be used with 22 rimfire ammunition, but there are also these nail driver or stud driver copies of the Ramset type design that are, many of them are 22 rimfire, but there's a 25, I think a 270, and a 6mm out there. And so you could customize your barrel set to fit whatever drivers were available, and then just put your own projectile in there ahead of the driver, and you have something that'll work essentially as a about a 22 rimfire level firearm.
Right.
So it's, for some reason or another, I think it's because most anti-Second Amendment or people who don't want anyone to be armed are familiar with computers. I think for that reason, the 3D printing of firearms connects with them better, and they can see how it could be done, and that scares them more than the fact that somebody could just go down to the hardware store and buy a few parts and in a few hours put together a functional gun out of hardware store parts. So while in the U.S., 3D guns, 3D printed guns don't have much effect practically, we've got over 400 million industrially made very effective guns in the United States. That's more than one for every person. So there's no shortage of guns in the U.S.
Right.
But the idea of them being able to be made causes people who don't like guns to go bonkers because they realize they can't stop the signal. They can't stop people from making them 3D with 3D printers. Actually, you can make them a lot of other ways. I'll have a set of files and a drill and some metal. Or even people at one time even used wooden barrels, reinforced wooden barrels. So guns are 14th century technology. And, you know, today we have much better machines and tools available to anybody who walks down to the hardware store with a couple hundred dollars in cash. So you can't stop guns from being available. And the usefulness of showing how easily they can be made is to show to people who want to control guns that they have a losing proposition. It can't be done.
Now,
they can't get rid of all guns.
Yeah, I know. One thing I'm noticing, though, about these guns that are in the article is that none of these look like the Liberator, which I thought the Liberator, the first gun that came out from Defense Distributed,
yeah,
I thought
the Liberator was a proof-of-principle gun.
Right. It wasn't a proof-of-function gun, but it was a proof-of-principle. But
it showed you could make them. And now people have gone way beyond that. Yeah. Oh, there's a whole bunch of designs out there. There's one that basically uses a fire control group from AR-15 and then prints out just about everything else except a Glock barrel. And you put a Glock barrel in there, and you can use a printed Glock magazine and a Glock magazine spring, and you have a functional pistol. I've seen YouTube videos of them firing 10 or 15 times. And because they're using industrially made barrel, you know, they're much more durable. And they're big and bulky, but they work.
Let me get you to hold right there, please, sir. Coming up on the first break, Dean, you can find everything Dean's written, nearly 3,000 articles, all sitting there waiting for you at ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We'll be right back. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, fresh off of his thing back in from Australia. And while you were in Australia, you wrote about some censorship of an American source in Australia.
Yes. Rather fascinating because I was writing an article and I wanted to use something from AR15.com. AR15.com is a very popular website. It gets a lot of hits. And it's people who are interested in the AR-15 platform and just a whole bunch of other things. It's very popular. And what happened was that the telecommunication companies, it wasn't the government to start with. Somebody had posted the manifesto, or I think it was the video of the Christchurch terrorist shooting, mass murder that happened there on AR15.com. And the telecommunication companies in Australia shut down access to AR15.com and several other fairly big sites that had posted the video, or that you could access the video through those sites. It wasn't a government order that did it. The telecommunications companies, just on their own initiative, decided to chop off access to this video. And AR15.com was one of them, and there were several others. And then a few days later, the government agreed with the telecommunications companies and passed a bill saying that such companies could be banned from access in Australia. And what it showed me in particular was that you don't have First Amendment rights in Australia. And you think you have the right to free speech or freedom of the press, but you really don't. And the government or these telecommunication companies can cut off content they don't like. And remember, it's always free speech for popular speech.
Sure.
Yeah. Free speech only exists when you allow unpopular speech. And what I saw in Australia and what exists in New Zealand as well is that when the government disagrees, or in this case, even the telecommunication companies disagree with the content, then you don't have free speech anymore. You don't have freedom of the press.
No.
I was actually shocked. And you still cannot access AR15.com from Australia, as far as I know.
So they said that they would remove the
They said they'd resume. I think you had to prove that you didn't have that on your site anymore, and it could be that Australia is a small enough market that the people at AR15.com aren't concerned with meeting their requirements. But it could be more than that. I haven't talked to government officials about it. Maybe you have to give the government of Australia access to your site to check it out, make sure that you have the proper software that they approve of that would allow them to shut out these articles. I don't know. I know that you can't access AR15.com from Australian sites. So it's not pleasant because we see this type of censorship by private companies happening quite a bit when it comes to conservative groups and firearms advocates and Second Amendment advocates. They just keep getting demonetized. Their income streams are cut off, and there's various ways that companies can slow down access to these people or shut them down altogether, and it seems to be happening more and more frequently.
Well, what I find interesting is that a company did it, and then a government didn't sit back and say, hey, what are you doing? That tells me right there. You've told me many times that it is a very peaceful society in Australia, and you've told me many times they don't have a lot of crime, they don't have a lot of this or a lot of that. And it sort of just seems like everybody has this live and let live attitude. And I guess that's a good thing, because if there was anything of any sort of upheaval going on there, if there was any sort of unrest or something happening, apparently the government would come down on them like a ton of bricks.
You know, it's really interesting, because what's happening is that there's becoming quite a bit of opposition to the government-run media in Australia. And they are very partisan, in my opinion. They're very one-sided. They tend to side with the Labor Party. And you're seeing some governmental, or the, I think it'd be the Liberals. You're seeing some of the Liberals saying, hey, we need to make sure that this government-run media is even-handed. And it clearly isn't. I don't think I talked to – well, I did talk to one couple in Australia that claimed that it really was even-handed and the population didn't want any conservative media in Australia.
Oh.
but they were pretty leftist, far left.
Oh.
But I've talked to a lot of people that said, we've got to do something about it.
One of the commenters to your article said that AR15.com also – sort of decides where their website can and can't go. Like, apparently, you can't view it in Russia, but that's a policy of AR15.com and not of Russian censorship.
Yeah, there was a commenter that said that, but, you know, comments published on the internet, I view with a little bit of cynicism and skepticism.
Yeah.
I haven't contacted AR15, so I don't know if that's really their policy or not.
Yeah.
So, but it was a comment, yes.
Maybe I should seek them out about that. Maybe that'd be interesting content to be slinging out there. Coming up on the next break, talking to Dean Weingarten. He's just finished his walkabout, which took about, I don't know, a quarter. He walked about in Australia for about a quarter of the year. And now he's back, and now he's on the road again, and he's being grandpa, and he's in Dallas, Texas. And well.
Yep, and then I'll be heading up to Wisconsin after that for
yep.
Yeah, we'll see what turns up. Head north when the weather's hot.
There you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Joe Biden addressing a crowd in Chicago one day after the Democratic debate. Now, during that debate, Biden faced some tough words from fellow 2020 hopeful Senator Kamala Harris about his record on civil rights. Biden emphasized he's always been an advocate for civil rights.
I know, you know, I fought my heart out to ensure that civil rights and voting rights, equal rights are enforced everywhere. These rights are not up to the states to decide. They are federal government's duty to decide. It's a constitutional question.
Police say missing University of Utah student Mackenzie Lewick is dead and a suspect is in custody. Salt Lake City Police Chief Mike Brown said a 31-year-old man was charged with kidnapping, murder, and desecration of a body today. Lewick went missing on June 17th after a Lyft driver dropped her off in a park in North Salt Lake in the middle of the night. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Live from the AR 500 on the radio studio, this is Wonderland. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Yeah, they do, and I've got one sitting right here. All nothing, 100%. Well, that's not true. The furniture isn't Aero Precision, but everything else is Aero Precision, and it's lovely. It's a lovely thing. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, who is back. But while he was gone, he was writing steadily, and I really wanted to cover this one, and I never got a chance to do it. And I don't know why, because we just start talking and just get away from it. But so you wrote an article about something that happened in Minnesota where my network is, where a guy had a bumper sticker, and they used the bumper sticker as probable cause.
Yes, that was a really interesting case because of the bumper sticker as much as anything. And it was this young man, he's 25, in Minnesota. He was a model citizen. He had a concealed carry permit. And it had snowed. There was snow on the ground. And this was back about in January. And he saw the car in front of him skid on the snow and hit the curb. So he stopped to see if anybody needed assistance. And then the car started up and it backed up and hit his car where he stopped. So he got out, and there were two teenage males in the car and two teen girls in the car that hit him, and they got out and they started threatening him. And on his car he had a bumper sticker that said gun control is hitting your target. Well,
such probable cause.
These teens were threatening him, and they admitted to this. And so he goes to his goes to the car and gets his concealed carry pistol and his phone. He comes back out, and he's calling 911. And one of the young males comes up to him. He says that he tried to grab the gun, and then he shot him. And the young man who confronted him died. Well, that was, you know, over 6 months ago. And but it has now come to trial, and they went to trial. And to clarify on the probable cause, when the prosecutor took the case to the, to a judge for having the arrest and having this young man accused of the crime, he used part of the report that showed that there was a bumper sticker there. That was part of his probable cause. It wasn't the only part, but it was included. And I thought, well, that's just a political bumper sticker. What's that got to do with this? But it went to trial. Now, in Minnesota, they still have a duty to retreat before self-defense.
Really?
So really,
okay.
Yeah, they do. And there are a few states that do, yeah. And so there was some question. I think he said that he backed up a couple of steps and the guy came toward him. And so the question came down to, in part, of whether he had sufficiently met the standard for duty to retreat. And the jury couldn't come to a unanimous decision. We don't know how many were on one side, how many on the other. And it became a mistrial because they couldn't reach a unanimous decision. And then the prosecutor very quickly said, well, we're going to have another trial and we'll try him again on the same charge. Usually that doesn't work out too well, because if a jury couldn't reach agreement on the first time, the second time the defense is in usually a little better position than they were at first. And so we will we'll see what happens. But, of course, it's just the process itself that is considerable punishment. He has to defend. He has to hire an attorney. His life is in complete turmoil. And, of course, not to minimize that the young man that he shot is dead and his family is going through all kinds of difficulty as well. But the fact that the bumper sticker was included as part of the probable cause caused me to believe that perhaps the prosecutor was had a bias against guns, maybe somewhat hoplophobic.
Well, you know, I'm curious about this, because if I were a defense lawyer, I would make a whole lot of stuff about, you know, my client indicated that he had a gun, showed that he had the gun out, and this guy came at him anyway.
I suspect they did in the trial.
Yeah.
And it sounds like one of the girls in the car said that there had been some drug use. It wasn't clear if any of the two males involved, and that they were out joyriding. I think the other male said something, or one of them, about how they intentionally were trying to drift the car around the corner instead of having unintentionally lost control. So I think that a jury takes these things into consideration and then says, well, you know, these people weren't acting very nicely. And then they say, do we really want to ruin this guy's entire life because of a question of whether he's took one or two steps backward or not? And so I don't know how it will turn out, but I think it's a good lesson that if you can leave a situation, if you can somehow diffuse it and prevent it from becoming a shooting, you're almost always better off.
Yeah.
Because even if you defend yourself and you survive, the legal consequences can be extremely expensive and emotionally difficult. And if you end up killing someone, it tends to change people. And it isn't
It's going to change you for the rest of your life, whether you kill them or not. So
exactly.
If you have to shoot somebody. And, I mean, I accept that as part and parcel of carrying a gun. I mean, it's going to be a life changing event. Even if they come to you and say, you know, if the cops pat you on the back and the prosecutor shows up and says, that was righteous, we're not going to bother you. Do you need a cup of coffee or something? Even if they treat you like that, when you get home and you're sitting there alone, you're going to see this over and over and over again. It's going to replay like 100 times a day.
Like the shooter in this case, Alexander Weiss, he's thought of, well, he's a church-going Christian. For someone like that who is not taught that killing people is a good thing, you know, it's going to cause a lot of emotional distress.
Sure.
And the two young men, or at least one of them, I think both, were immigrants. But the one he killed had come to the country from, let's see, I think it was Iraq about 6 years ago.
Right.
And Muhammad Rahim.
Right.
So I don't know. His family was quite upset, as you'd expect, that they lost a young son, sure. 17 years old.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the last break. And when we get back, we'll finish up speaking with Dean for this week. And we'll put it away. But we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed. Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, did you see that they have officially shuttered NRA TV?
Yes, I saw that, and I'm not happy about it. I hope that some organization will take up the slack, and I understand that many of the people with talent on there will have either their own platforms or other ways to get their content out.
Sure.
So I hope it won't be a disaster.
Well, here's the thing, and I was always highly impressed with the level of production that NRA TV had available to it. I mean, it was absolutely it was the highest level. I mean, it was envious to watch some of their stuff as it would happen. But the problem was, for example, Corleone Noir. Corleone Noir's YouTube channel reached, and I mean by a huge order of magnitude, his YouTube channel reached many more people than NRA TV ever did, all of it combined. Dana Lash with her radio show, which she had a separate radio show from the one that, Relentless or whatever they called her show on NRA TV. She had a bigger audience with her radio show. And their problem was distribution. It was never, the content was top notch. The production was top notch, but without an audience.
Yeah. If that's the case, I have no reason to doubt you at all, then it's just not that much of a loss. Because if you don't have the audience, it doesn't matter how good your production is.
Right.
Now, I thought that we should finish up talking about our intrepid geologist used his revolvers against bears, because we kind of left the audience hanging. Wednesday.
You got 7 minutes, so please take that time and do that.
Okay. Well, in the 90s, Alex Burton, who is the geologist involved, had switched from a regular Smith & Wesson 29-44 Magnum to a stainless steel Smith & Wesson 629-44 Magnum with a 6-inch barrel. And then the last two encounters that he had with bears where he had to use his revolver occurred about July, August in the year 2000 when Alex was working in the use in the Yukon out of Dawson City. And at the end of a trail where they could drive four-wheel drive pickup trucks, they were erecting a tent. Actually, other members of the team had gone ahead to cut a trail for smaller four-wheelers. And Alex was setting up this tent, and he said that if he had a rifle or a shotgun, he would have hung it outside the tent while he was setting it up. But because he kept his pistol holstered on him, he had it with him when he needed it, and he was partly inside the tent, somewhat encumbered with, you know, ropes and the tent itself. And he looked out of where the door of the tent was, and he saw a black bear stalking him. It was very low to the ground. I think most of our listeners would have seen a cat stalk a bird. So it was low to the ground like that, very intent on him, and it's about 20 feet away. So he drew his 629 Smith & Wesson. And when he shot the bear, it was only 5 to 6 feet from him. And he knocked the bear down, which must have been just about right at the entrance of the tent. And then it jumped up and climbed a large aspen tree and died in the branches about 20, 30 feet up. And he said that when they examined the bear, it was old and skinny, in poor condition, its teeth were black and broken. So it was probably starving to death and just desperate to find something to eat. But this happens to all bears eventually. If they aren't killed by some other reason, you know, if another bear doesn't kill them, or they meet some other kind of accident, or they aren't shot by a hunter, well, eventually they get to where they're in bad condition. And then they're a danger to everything around them because they're just desperately hungry. Then, about a month later, in almost the same position, but they had erected another tent, oh, maybe 50 feet away from where the first tent had been. And he was found himself there at the end of the day alone. And it was in the summertime, so he had a sleeping bag inside the tent. And he disrobed, and he was in the sleeping bag, and he had his revolver and a light laid out nearby so that they were easily available. And in the middle of the night, he said he heard heavy breathing and felt a body press against him from outside the tent. So he exited the sleeping bag naked. He said it was at 1:14, as I recall.
Yeah,
in the morning.
I read that one, yeah.
And then he accessed his revolver and light and crept to the tent entrance. And upon exiting, here's a black bear at the corner of the tent, less than 10 feet away. And the black bear sat down as a dog sits with its front feet straight, facing Alex. And Alex admonished the bear. He wasn't too happy about being woke up in the circumstances. And then the bear started to move toward Alex, and he shot it with a Smith & Wesson 629. It was knocked down, it ran off, and they found it the next morning dead. So those were two other instances of where a black bear attack was stopped with, in this case, 44 Magnum revolver. So over the course of Alex's six decades as a prominent exploratory professional geologist and engineer, he shot, or he used his revolvers, the first a 357 and then a 44 Magnum, to stop five different bear attacks. And on several other instances when he wasn't sure that it actually was attacked, but the bears were moving closer than he was comfortable with, he used shots to help frighten the bears away. So this makes me believe that if you spend a lot of time in wilderness areas where there are black bears, you're probably going to end up confronting one sooner or later.
Yeah.
It's just a question of when. And he, you know, he was spent enormous amounts of time out in the wilderness as a geologist, and he had these several different experiences, but it was over 6 decades. So it's not like it happens every day.
Well, just
I suspect there would be a lot of instances that we're not hearing about because, you know, somebody shoots a bear, it runs off, and there's no injury to a person. Why would they report it? Why would it become news? It wouldn't, and we wouldn't normally hear of it.
Yeah, 6 decades. I'm. How old is he now?
He's 89 years old.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, he was going up into British Columbia to work his molybdenum claims, he said. So I hope to contact him again in a couple of weeks. And this article appeared on Ammoland, and another geologist wrote a comment saying that he had a Colt Python 357, and he had to shoot a bear in self-defense as well. So I'm beginning to think that these geologists collectively have a lot of instances where they had to use firearms to defend themselves against bears. I had a friend who was acting as a student geologist up in Alaska back in the 1960s, and they equipped him at that time with a Model 70 Winchester 30-06, and he had to shoot a grizzly bear and kill it, and it ended up just 5 feet from him.
We're out of time, Dean. I lost track of it because I was enjoying the story. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Back again on Monday. This has been Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.